out of all the different nonverbal behaviors, I think attraction, spotting attraction, is without a doubt the easiest. We're very emotional creatures, and when we're attracted to somebody, it's very, very difficult to hide. People think they're hiding, but things always slip. So one of the ways they slip are essentially the eyes, and there's a lot of different ways you can use the eyes to determine whether or not somebody's attracted to you. The first thing is essentially eye contact, right? So, of course, for the most part, usually we make eye contact with people that we're interested in or people that we're attracted to, right? But this is not entirely true. Some people are shy or anxious and they're not going to make eye contact. So what you're looking for, essentially, is a deviation in eye contact. So one of the ways you can use is eye contact, and there's a little trick that's very, very reliable. So what you're going to do is, if you look at somebody in a bar, in a restaurant, on the street, and they break eye contact vertically, so they look down, so you make eye contact with them, and they break eye contact vertically, all right? And then within like 30 seconds or like 20 to 30 seconds, they reestablish eye contact, approach them, they like you. It's a very, very reliable thing. Essentially what they're doing is you stare at them, they're submitting to you, and then they take a little second glance to see who you are. It's very, very, very reliable. Another thing, and the opposite of that would be if you look at somebody and they look at you and they immediately go and break eye contact. It's like, oh, not interested. But what is reliable is they break eye contact, then come back. Break eye contact, then come back. Break eye contact, then come back. It's very interesting. And don't let it wait. Like, if you see that, just go right away. Because the more and more you wait, the more and more eye contact becomes very, very awkward. One of the things I do in one of my classes is I have people stare each other in the eyes for 3 minutes without saying anything. They just need to stare each other in the eyes like this. Try that. Go out and try to stare somebody in the eyes for even 90 seconds. I guarantee you can't do it. It's awkward. It's so awkward because humans are just, we're not really, it's a level of intimacy when you stare somebody in the eyes, and it's just so awkward doing it with a stranger. You know, studies will show that if you stare somebody in the eyes for 90 seconds to 3 minutes, all of a sudden you're gonna like that person a lot better than everybody else in the room because you kind of shared this emotional connection. So eye contact's important in that respect. The second thing you can look for, essentially, is blink rate. Now, this is really cool. So blink rate's correlated with emotional excitement. So when we're emotionally excited, our blink rate tends to increase, right? So average blink rates tend to be below 20 blinks per minute. So most people, it depends on where you are, but it's really hard to literally nail down what the average blink rate is. But in my experience, it seems to be around 10 blinks per minute, right? So you see, whenever you see a sudden spike or a bunch of sudden spikes in somebody's blink rate, it can be an indication of attraction. So in my dating studies, you'd see blink rates through the roof because the person's across the table from you. There's an emotional response. You're attracted to them. The third way of kind of using the eyes to determine attraction is dilation. Very interesting. Our eyes dilate when we're attracted to something, right? It's very, go out and find a Maxim magazine or a Playboy magazine or any cover that's predominantly, you know, men focused. And every single woman will have her eyes dilated. You never ever see them constricted. And the reason why is because men perceive women with dilated eyes to be more attractive than women with constricted eyes. To the point of back in the day, prostitutes used to put a specific toxin in their eyes to make them dilate.